Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-865-1483. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-865-1483. That's 1-800-865-1483. 1-800-865-1483.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Everybody get ready for Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. A foodie born and bred, my wife Nikki loves chatting up chefs, dining out, and insider industry buzz.
And my husband David thinks a great meal is nothing but a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under $20. Because he is cheap.
Well, maybe so, but Foodie married Beast anyway, and together we've got the food and wine variety show that has everyone talking.
It's Foodie and the Beast, and we are on now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Foodie and the Beast. Well, not welcome back, unless you've been sitting by your radio for a week waiting for us to come back, in which case, you're my favorite listener. It's David and Nikki Nellis. We're here with a full studio.
A really full studio.
And lots going on. The election is next week. Obama, I'm sorry. I had something in my throat. And Thanksgiving is on the way, and we're going to be talking about that, too. So, and I do want to mention very quickly, next week, the 11th, show's coming live from the
Union Market,
and it's there's no fee for admission, so anybody can come on down there and hang out.
Well, can I just jump in for a second?
No.
What's going on at Union Market next week is going to be amazing. Now the market is only open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and next weekend is the huge launch of it being open 5 days a week. Fresh Farm is there,
yeah,
right?
We
on
have
Sundays.
A farm stand, yeah.
It's if you haven't been to Union Market, it's amazing. And next week, all these other people are going to be there. There's going to be a lamb burger bash hosted by Border Springs.
There's going to be a whole lamb cooking over the spit.
A whole lamb cook off.
Or as we say, the spit.
Amanda McClemens, formerly known as Metricurian, her Salt and Sundry will be doing a pop-up. So there'll be so much going on down there. Of course, Foodie and the Beast will be there, and we'll be talking to all the vendors at the market. So it's going to be fabulous.
All right. So let's get on with this show. Ann Yonkers is with us. Ann is the co-founder. I'm right. You're co-founder or founder? What are you?
I am a co-founder.
She's a co-founder. I had it right. Fresh Farm Markets, and Fresh Farm Markets, it's hard to believe, has been around for 10 years, is celebrating.
We could just say she's the poop of the market.
We could, but I'm not going to that stand. I'll buy something else. And if you're feeling a little pie-eyed this morning after a late night, we're going to be talking pie with Eliza Yoder and Dachman Ben-Arbane. I did it right.
Yes.
Yes. Pretty well.
Okay.
From Baguette Republic. And we're going to be talking about the 6th annual Slice of Life fundraiser for Food and Friends, where they sell pie, pie, pie.
Right.
And it's all
holidays.
Good. And we're going to be eating it before you guys ever get your hands on it.
And although my husband has to make his political jokes always at every show.
Why? Because I said Obama? Oh, sorry. I did it again.
Drink. Let's count that. Okay. All right. So there are blue states and there are red states, which also means there are blue cheeses and red cheeses. Lisa Viting. Right. Yes? All right. Good. We're starting off on the right foot.
We should have a whole show on just pronouncing names.
People's names right. She is the cheese specialist over at the Park Hyatt Cheese Program, also at Blue Duck Tavern. And they have an all-American presidential cheese display, and we're going to taste some here in studio. Also, back again, we got Jim Foss. He is the chef de cuisine and director of operations at Hill Country
so
Barbecue.
So many titles. Oh, my
goodness. Know, but they're doing Thanksgiving down at Hill Country. We thought we'd kick it off here.
He brought a ton of food in.
I know, it looks fabulous.
Turkey and stuffing and sweet potatoes and everything. And Patrick Chiappetta, who's the GM from Art and Soul up on the hill, is in with cocktails that are going to get your vote, because we're going to be talking about election-themed voting on these cocktails.
Well, yes. It's really, you know, with the election coming on Tuesday, people want to know where they can go to watch it all happen, and I think everybody's going to need a drink when this whole thing is over, right?
Hopefully the celebration.
Yes, you know who's going to need a drink? A Romney. Sorry. All right,
you
so
know,
Patrick.
Some people in the studio aren't laughing.
I don't care. Well, get your own radio show, Bubba. All right, so
Patrick, let's start with you.
Yeah, what's going on election night at Art and Soul?
Yeah, we're going to deck out the bar, the lobby. We're going to put televisions all over the place, pipe it in through the sound system. We have happy hour specials from 4 until decision. So whatever it takes to get it done, we'll be there.
So is it all going to be on one channel, or is it going to be multiple channels? I mean,
we're going to have it on all one channel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have any idea? Like, is it Fox and Friends, or is you know?
Probably CNN.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, you can stay.
And so what made you guys decide to do that? I mean, do you feel like because where you are on the hill, that
absolutely.
Will...
Yeah, I mean, the proximity is great. We get a bunch of staffers in all the time for happy hour, and so it's kind of their neighborhood haunt.
That could be what's wrong with the hill, you know. Well, they can't get anything done.
Maybe that's what's right with some of them. they're coming in. I think it's going to be, you know, we'll have our usual suspects that are going to come in, and then hopefully we get a bunch more. So it's going to be fun.
Awesome.
Great.
All right. So are you going to be mixing up some cocktails?
Yeah, what are you starting with this morning?
Yeah, we're starting with Wisconsin. So we did these election-themed cocktails looking at different states, the 7 swing states that we're playing with today.
Mm-hmm.
So Wisconsin, we're doing Death's Door vodka, a little bit of lemon juice. We have a Shiraz floater, and then we're doing just a touch of cheddar cheese cube on top. So
wait, what?
You don't eat them together, but the Shiraz
and
the cheese,
I got it.
It'll work.
Okay, it works. All right,
it works. Yeah, for sure. So he's putting it together now.
Okay.
JR, the bar manager, is putting it together right now.
Yay, JR.
While JR's doing that, we're going to turn to Ann Yonkers and talk about Fresh Farm Markets, because 10 years goes by quickly, doesn't it? I mean, except for
ten,
Nikki, who's
ten
been married
years
to me
of...
for longer, but generally it goes by quickly.
Yes, particularly when you're looking back. It's 10 years of the feast, and we actually have 15 years of Fresh Farm Markets.
15
years of Fresh Farm Markets. So we've got birthdays and anniversaries and everything. We were here for our anniversary. You guys were so great.
In the summer.
Yeah, this summer.
Well, so let's talk about the Farmland Feast. I mean, what made you guys start doing something like that 10 years ago?
Well, we were really pioneers in terms of putting together these farm-to-table. We didn't even have a word for it.
Right.
But basically, we started off at Tosca, and Cesare Lanfranconi was our first coordinating chef, and he basically cooked for 70 people the first feast, and I was thrilled because I sort of made it up in a month.
Right.
And then, you know, we had an event, and then we had farmers speak, and so now 10 years later, we've had 11 farmers who have spoken. We basically were ahead of the curve in the sense that we wanted to focus on the farmers and make them the rock stars, which they are.
Mm-hmm.
But also we saw that there was such energy in the chef community toward using these really local ingredients. And so it's just grown and grown. And we've gone from 70 people to we'll probably have 400
people. And
you're
going to be at the Ritz-Carlton on the 12th,
We are
correct?
At the Ritz-Carlton and have been there since 2005.
Well, since I've been to a couple of these, and they are, it's a wonderful, wonderful evening, and I've wound up with very expensive auction items.
Wonderful
every year.
Auction items.
Somehow somebody puts a hand
up.
You
know how she balances it. We don't pay the babysitter because I stay home. That's
so
fabulous.
Tell us about, let's talk about the auction, because you guys do it really different than other events. You have this side room in the beginning where the cocktail hour is. Let's talk about how you set it up and the kinds of things people can get there.
Well, it is farm-centric and restaurant-centric and food-centric. Mm-hmm. So that's the silent auction. We do it during cocktails. We're there from 6.
Have you had some cocktails already? Or?
No, we haven't had. I know it sounds like,
that's
but I haven't actually. But we basically love featuring the farms and farmers. So we have, you know, a bike ride in the farm, farmland. We do everything sort of. We do dinners. We do restaurant visits, and we do chefs coming into your home and cooking, and then we just do food, the harvest from an apple tree. Mm-hmm. That's something that you can bid on. So that's the silent auction. And then when we go into dinner, we have a wonderful...
These trips are crazy.
Trip. We have such an amazing collection of trips this year. We have two. We have this magnificent house in Provence in outside of St. Paul de Vence mm-hmm. for a week, and you can have as many as 12 people in the house.
Wow.
Look
and
at
the
this.
Second one is
Borgo Finocchietto.
There's just basically, I've been there.
Is this the one that you're giving to radio hosts?
No, we hadn't thought about that. But
I think you should, Ann.
It is spectacular. It is the most spectacular place. An old village that has been completely redone by the American owner, John Phillips, and his wife, Linda Douglas, and it's spectacular. The beds are delicious.
I read about it a couple years ago. They bought an old, an abandoned hilltown, and they totally redid it. It's kind of like the one we stayed in there.
It really has. I mean, to be in Tuscany is already wonderful, but this place is spectacular, and it's sort of... I've been there myself, so I can really brag on it.
Well, tell us about some of the farmers, like how you give the farmers their play at this
event. Well, we've always have a featured speaker, so many fundraisers use celebrities, but we treat our farmers as the celebrity, and so we always have the centerpiece of the evening is always a speech by a farmer. This year, it's Michael Koch, and he is one of the co-owners of Firefly Cheese.
We've had them in.
And one of the amazing things, so this is really the first time for us that we've done what's really happened. We were talking about how this this movement of local food has really changed the way people think about farmers and the attraction to be a farmer. Well, Mike is a perfect example of someone who changed his profession.
Right.
I mean, he went from the corporate world to making magnificent artisanal cheese.
Well, actually, their story is really interesting because they went to like owning some goats and then blowing it out and deciding to do cheeses.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amazing story.
Yeah, they basically, I went in the very early days and they had their own goat herds, and now they're supporting five farms and soon to be eight farms that are goat farms. So, you know, it's just amazing thing.
I mean, he's clearly a city boy apparently when he arrives now, all the goats go, Mike, like that. Just so happy to see him.
He does the same thing when Craig Rogers is
yes,
here.
Yeah, Craig. It's the only joke I have. pathetic.
But when you ask them to speak, what are you looking for them to share with the people who come to the event?
Well, I think people don't understand what a revolution is happening in food. We've had farmers. We had Emily Zoss, and she basically was telling the story of raising a family and then sending off her kids to these top colleges. She got the biggest applause when she said that.
She's fabulous.
But, you know, the biggest applause she should have gotten is that she's made money and been able to be a sustainable farmer.
Well, that was the thing. In the 70s and 80s, you know, I mean, I was in college, it was a whole conversation about how the small independent farmer was done. And that all, you know, the number of farms was shrinking
at a
geometric rate.
Yeah, big egg.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing is that, for example, Cahal Armstrong has been our coordinating chef for 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And his dish is perfectly representative of the kind of thing that happens in a farm-to-table event where he is cooking. He's using a loin of lamb from Shenandoah Valley Co-op, but he's also using the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that's happened is that people have learned how to really think about
everything.
Think about the whole animal.
They use the whole animal now is really prevalent in some of the better restaurants, and that is trickling down to more casual and neighborhood restaurants. Uh-huh. Farm to table is not, you know, it's not a fad anymore. It's more of a norm.
It is absolutely. And the very fact that now in order to work in a restaurant, you need butchering skills,
right,
which is, you know, it's become much more common.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good for everybody.
The whole thing is great. Nikki's actually, we're looking at having our son's bar mitzvah reception at a farm.
Great.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I really want to do
Instead
that.
Of getting your portrait done, your caricature, you'll step up and milk a cow.
Well, that's a new experience for a lot of people.
What is that thing?
You know what? These bar mitzvahs are crazy today. So let the kids do some.
Yeah.
Right. But I think it's a good idea to do something different.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
Well, all right. Let's tell people, because we know you have to get back to the market.
How do they get tickets?
How many tickets are left? Are there a lot left?
Oh, I don't think there's a lot left.
I don't think
right? We hope to have 400 people, but we have, if you hurry, you can get your tickets. Mm-hmm. It's the feast, the Farmland Feast, is Monday, November 12th from 6 to 10 p.m. It's at the Ritz-Carlton, and you can, the tickets are $250, mm-hmm. and they can be purchased at farmlandfeast.squarespace.com.
Okay, great. Ann Yonkers, thanks so much for coming
Thank you.
And for bringing all your bounty like you always do. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. When we get back, we're getting into pie. We'll be back in just a sec.
Union Market is becoming D.C.'s go-to place for fresh, delicious everything, especially American lamb. Increasingly, chefs and home cooks find American lamb to be the perfect balance of flavor and nutrition. American lamb is easy to cook and brings variety to your table. The American Lamb Board reminds you to look for American Lamb year-round at Harris Teeter. And don't miss Craig Rogers' signature Border Springs Farm Lamb at D.C.'s spectacular new Union Market.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
Soon, this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible.
March for Babies!
Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and we're going to go back to Patrick Ciappetta, who comes to us from Art and Soul by way of Calabria and Hungary. Go figure that one out. I don't even understand that. So tell us about this drink.
What you have in front of you is the Wisconsin. So we do Death Store
Vodka. It's not a swing state.
No.
Obama. That's right. All right, that's my thing.
So Death Store Vodka is, you know, it's with what we were talking about before, just craft spirit, local things that we can get.
Is Death Store a local spirit?
Well, this is a craft spirit from Wisconsin.
Oh, so it's from Wisconsin.
Yeah,
okay.
And he actually comes to our neighborhood all the time.
Great name,
Death Store. I know.
It's actually it's a causeway in between this peninsula and then and the mainland. It's called Death Store. It was always the way that ships would go in and out off of the river and the lake. So anyway, it's great. They use local ingredients and all the same things that we were talking about before. So we do that with a little bit of lemon juice, Shiraz floater. And we do a little touch of...
What is a Shiraz floater? Is that just pouring wine?
Yeah.
The wine on top? I mean, exactly. It's beautiful.
It's very smooth.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice way to kind of start the night, so
absolutely.
That's the way I like
all right, so tell us about right. the next one you're mixing up.
We're going to be making the Virginia one. This one we're using West Virginia gin, Smooth Ambler.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone...
I was asking about it when we were off air, so tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, Smooth Ambler coming from West Virginia. This is one of my favorite gins. They use a little touch of black pepper in it. Blueberries, dried blueberries as well. Mm-hmm. So the flavor is just, it's true American gin, you know, really using botanicals that they find in their neighborhood or in their backyard. And everything they do is great. We're doing a dinner with them coming up in November.
Oh, when?
November 10th, we're going to be doing it.
Oh,
so
okay.
Next weekend.
I don't know. Do I know about that, Allie?
A little bit.
Okay, I do now. What kind of dinner are you doing with them?
We're doing these Saturday suppers. Second Saturday we do them of every month. And we always invite someone local to come and help us. And so we've been doing it with spirits and beer and wine.
Neat.
Coming in.
I'm available to come help you eat it.
Okay, I think you should then. Yeah, okay. We're going to get in touch after this for sure.
I'll give you my number. Yeah.
So this is a wild game and bourbon. They do great bourbon out at Smooth Ambler as well. So they're going to come in. They're going to talk about their bourbon, their process. And then Chef Wes is putting together some wild game. It's going to be delicious. Yeah, four courses.
All right, well, while you're mixing that up, we're going to turn the conversation to pie.
Okay, let's hit pie.
I thought pie are square, but the runs, never mind. All right, so Eliza Yoder is with Food and Friends, and Dachman Benarbein is the genius at Baguette Republic, which was one of the great wholesale bakers in the city, and they are teaming up on Slice of Life for Food and Friends. It's the sixth annual fundraiser, and basically they bake great pies, you pay for them, and the money goes to help Food and Friends treat people who are stuck at home with serious or life-threatening diseases. And that ain't a bad way to go.
Well, so Eliza, tell us a little bit about how this works.
Sure, yeah. I mean, this is our, as you said, sixth annual pie sale. All the pies are pre-ordered, so you can go online at foodandfriends.org/pie. Mm-hmm. You purchase one of our four amazing flavors that we're working with Baguette Republic to make this year. So we've got an apple, a pumpkin, this pecan that's just like chock full of pecans, and a great almond amaretto brownie pie that they created for us. And we're really, really excited about all these pies. So you pre-order them, and then you pick them up the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. We have about 28 different sites we're using. Mostly CVS locations in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Mm-hmm. So it's really easy. You just pick your pie up that you've already ordered on Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and you got an amazing pie.
Well, so, but when you buy a pie, what are you really doing?
So I mean, you're not only
doing more than getting a pie.
You're not only just buying a pie for your Thanksgiving, you're also helping to feed the clients that Food and Friends serves. So every pie you buy provides one full day of meals for our clients
Which
who suffer
really
from AIDS
amazing.
Or cancer. Yeah. And so there, not only are you getting a great dessert for your family, but you're also making the Thanksgiving of all of our clients that much better and helping to feed them year round.
Well, let's talk to Dachman for a minute because
Well, this is the first year you're working with a local baker.
Really, really
come a little closer to the mic, please, so we can hear you.
And so my understanding is the goal is to sell somewhere between 7,500 and 8,000 pies.
Absolutely.
So I want to know what the hell you're doing here. Why aren't you home making pies?
Do you need to be baking the pies?
What's the matter for you?
That's the question, you know? So we will try to deliver, the whole number.
Well, so tell us a little bit about your bakery.
Basically, you know, I start my, bread craziness, back in the early 90s with Marvelous Market. So I'm a big advocate of local, businesses and food. And I start my bakery out in Falls Church, just to do retail. And it didn't work, unfortunately. So since I did the wholesale bread with Marvelous Market, so I went back to wholesale. And I try to make the wholesale bread, artisanal, local, and, we have great customers and we try to be very consistent with our product. And
well, let's talk about your product. What do you do? I mean, what do you do from the start that keeps it artisanal and local?
Because everything is, naturally fermented. So we have like a big bucket and you get, enzymes and bacteria. It's like making
fighting
cheese.
It out in there.
And then, we get drunk at night and we make our bread and we deliver it to people.
Do you need help?
I do.
Are you hiring?
I do,
I'm available. Sam is
okay, so your breads are found in some of the better area restaurants.
Absolutely.
In and around D.C.
Yes.
So how did you get into doing pies and hooking up with the Food and Friends people?
We are what we call in the French term boulangerie pâtisserie. So the other part is making, the pastry and the Americana, And pies, it's a big thing of it. So when Food and Friend, at least, they tried our pie, so...
We were so fortunate to be able to go down to the bakery, try all the pies.
Let's try one right
bread.
Now.
Yeah. No, that's a different pie. That's their pie.
We just got pies everywhere today.
And, there is special pie people should try.
This is beautiful.
The Amaretto one, It's I will this one goes very well with a nice macchiato.
Great.
Yeah, pumpkin themed pumpkin.
Yeah, and pie. The great thing about the Amaretto brownie, it's amazing pie. Yeah. And when you buy it from Food and Friends, you get the chance to win a $1,200 U.S.
Right,
Airways
so
gift
gonna have
card.
A live taste
wait.
Test.
You're interrupting her so that you can eat.
Do you want
you
me to
quiet?
Taste your pie?
I do want you to taste the pie.
You want me to tell people how good
dig in.
I am
can you get a knife and cut it like a human being?
No.
Okay, or not. So can you go back to the gift card? Sorry, he cut you off on that.
Yeah, so in addition to just getting this awesome almond amaretto brownie, which, I've never tasted anything so incredibly delicious.
When she tried it, she was...
We were floored. Yeah. It was amazing. But not only do you get that brownie, you also get entered into a raffle for the chance to win a $1,200 U.S. Airways gift card. So it's a little added bonus.
It's an added bonus. Yeah. You could use that gift card to go with that trip to Italy.
Oh, yes.
At the
farm market.
Right?
That would be perfect.
Everything all together.
You know what's make this pie also great? It's the crust is baked before we put the filling.
You blind bake it.
And then we put a nice mixture of spice into the pie, so we boost the flavor when you eat the pumpkin.
This is delicious.
Let me ask Eliza, what made you guys decide? Because I can't remember who you guys used last year. There was something, I can't remember what happened.
Yeah, we had
like a pie
A bakery from Chicago, and we had issues with the delivery of the pie and everything. So, you know, we really wanted to use a local baker this year, not only for the ease and convenience, but because we want to support local businesses. Mm-hmm. And so when we talked to Baguette Republic, they were a natural fit. They were really into helping out the community and working with us. And so it was just, I mean, it was a perfect partnership.
Well, let's get
we're
down
so
to some of the hard selling. First of all, what's the web address and what are the different pies and how much are they?
Sure. So the web address is foodandfriends.org/pie. Mm-hmm. You can purchase your pies now until Thursday, November 15th. And we have an apple and a pumpkin pie for $25 each. The pecan pie is $35. And then the almond amaretto brownie we mentioned with the raffle ticket, that is
$45. $45.
And so
I don't see one of those here, do I?
I know. We'll have to send you a special.
Oh, no,
special
we'll
one.
We'll buy our own, of course.
I'm a glutton, but I'm not a cheap one.
Oh, there we go. That's good.
He's cheap. Don't kid yourself. So people call, they order, and then they have to pick them up. But the delivery is on Tuesday.
The delivery is Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And so we know a lot of people aren't in the area. That might be a problem. They might not be able to get a Thanksgiving pie.
Right.
You can also order a pie for one of our clients. So maybe you're not going to be around, but you can still purchase a $25 pie that we deliver to our clients on Thanksgiving Day. Because our clients receive a full Thanksgiving dinner for four, so that they can host a Thanksgiving dinner. You know, a lot of our clients rely on our food services, and we really want to make Thanksgiving special for them.
How many
part
people
of that
do
is
you
the
guys
pies.
Feed?
How many people are you feeding?
We have 2,900 clients that we feed yearly.
And I think it's important to tell people where these clients are, because it's just not in D.C. I mean, you guys travel far and wide.
We're Hagerstown. We go, and we're all over the place. We're D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Mm-hmm. We serve about... what is it, Chris? It's 5,300 square miles. And so we're on the roads constantly making these deliveries.
Well, let me ask. I know this is a little off topic, but given that we just went through Hurricane Sandy, how do you guys get to people in bad weather, hard times? And how can the community help you out more? Because, I mean, I saw the tweet go out there like, we need drivers today. Mm-hmm. How can the community help out more with Food and Friends? How can people get involved other than just buying a pie?
Yeah, you can definitely. We're always looking for volunteers. We only have about 50 staff members on hand, and we rely on thousands of volunteers to help out in the kitchens, to help out with deliveries. With Hurricane Sandy, it was all hands on deck with staff and volunteers who came out to make sure we delivered double meals on Monday in case we lost power. So we were able to make sure we got to all of our clients and nobody missed a meal. And that's definitely one of our hallmarks. We're very, very proud of being able to get to everyone.
It's amazing.
So we're always looking for volunteers. We're also looking for volunteers for Slice of Life for this pie event. If people want to help hand out pies on that Tuesday, opportunities are also on our website for that.
Well, and I'll just say, since I've been out to the Food and Friends facility, it is quite an operation. And if you're interested at all in volunteering, or if you want to see what Food and Friends does and how well they do it, you must go for a tour of the facility, because it is magnificent. Eye-opening. That place wows me, and what you guys do is great.
I'm constantly impressed.
It's impressive. I mean, it just wasn't what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It totally blew me away.
All right, and as far as Baguette Republic goes,
yes.
I mean, you don't have a retail outlet, so people can't just come and buy
I can't afford to have a retail
outlet. I understand.
But you can go to a farmer's market?
Yes.
To see you? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we do, a couple farmers market in, Northern Virginia, Reston, Cascade, and we do also Westover Farmers Market, which is a vibrant community, yappy foodies. So,
are you in my studio?
The best kind.
So... we've been very successful.
Wait, did he say yuppies foodies or yappies foodies? Sorry.
I'll take yappy. There's nothing wrong with yappy. I'm definitely yappy.
So we are, we've been very successful with the community, and we provide bread, pastry, and the Americana, and so far things are going well.
Is there a website people can find you on?
Yes. We have the, we have our baguetterepublic.com.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and we are on Facebook, we tweet, and we are like everybody else.
Great. All right. And please, give us one more time, Food and Friends. You've got 30 seconds to get the last pitch. Give it one more time.
Hit it.
You definitely want to buy a pie this Thanksgiving from Food and Friends. Foodandfriends.org/pie. Purchase it before Thanksgiving. You can find a pie for less, but you will not find a pie that feeds more.
Excellent. I love that.
Nicely done. And I ate that pie, and it's good.
It is delicious. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate your time.
This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We're going to be hitting Thanksgiving very soon. We'll be back in just a sec.
An exciting new and much-anticipated restaurant is now open in Georgetown. It's Farmers Fisher's Bakers, a sister restaurant to Founding Farmers. An American menu of fresh foods offers an extensive and diverse selection of farmhouse and regionally inspired dishes for lunch, dinner, or weekend brunch. And there's a sushi bar unlike any other in D.C. With secure underground parking, incredible views of Washington Harbor and the Potomac River, Farmers Fisher's Bakers is the best new reason to dine out in Georgetown. Visit FarmersFisher'sBakers.com to learn more and make your reservation today.
The men and women of our National Guard and Reserve Forces are working hard on the battlefield and here at home. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve is working just as hard for them. For over 36 years, ESGR has paved the way for greater understanding between our Guard and Reserve Forces and their civilian employers, promoting a culture where all American employers support and honor the military service of their employees. Together, we all serve. To learn more, visit www.esgr.mil.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
It's about smiles. It's about laughter. It's about going out and making a difference in the life of a child. You don't have to get mad. You just have to go mad. GoMad2011.com is a website dedicated to supporting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. At GoMad, our mission is simple, to go out and make a difference. So how can you help? Visit the Wish Wall on GoMad2011.com and make a contribution today, or find out how you can donate with a simple text message. Do it now so that we can continue to touch the lives of children with life-threatening conditions by granting their wishes.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and we're going to go, I guess we're going to go back and talk to Patrick Chiappetta from Art and Soul. Patrick, this drink is kicking.
Yeah, like what's that? In it? Can you tell me, is there ginger ale in it?
That's the, ginger beer. Ginger beer in there. So we have gin, that's a smooth ambler, some Whitehall Viognier, which is also from Virginia, and a little bit of the ginger beer and lemon peel to top it off.
Well, ask you a question. That's two drinks now that you've put wine into. Mm-hmm. Is that something you really like to do? I mean, I don't see a lot of that. So it's interesting. Tell me why you do that.
Yeah, well, it actually just kind of balances it out. A lot of times you get real high acid. If you can get something that has some nice tannins to it, that's why we use the Shiraz in that case, because the acid was so high. And then the tannins in the Shiraz just kind of mellows it out. So it's more used just to balance it.
Okay.
And the Viognier right here, when you put that in, it kind of brings out a little bit more of the floral aspects that you get from Viognier. So, yeah, just kind of interesting drinks. We're making one right now. This is the New Hampshire. It's a bourbon. It's filibuster bourbon, pumpkin puree, and house-made lemon-lime syrup.
Well, that sounds
good. Getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Tell us a little bit about filibuster.
Yeah, have you seen it before?
No.
No? Okay.
So you've brought in some spirits that I'm not familiar with. Sweet. I'm getting an education this morning.
I love that. So filibuster is actually, it's local. The gentleman who's doing this, he has a spirit store in town.
Okay.
He's blending all this himself.
What's the spirit store?
Sid is his name. I'll have to figure out exactly where he's at in town.
Oh, yeah, Sid Spirit Store.
Sid Spirits.
It's down in Georgetown. But anyway, he buys all this bourbon and then he ages it himself. So what he's doing with this is he's using French oak for this.
Interesting.
Which brings about a nice kind of creaminess to it and that great vanilla and bay leaf and stuff like that. So it's nice, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And American oak, yeah.
American oak. Okay, great.
So let's move from spirits to cheese. And what a friend we have in cheeses.
Indeed.
Thank you. So you got these blue states, red states, and all that.
Introduce Lisa, please.
Like stay out of it for a half a second.
Okay.
Lisa Viding is the mistress of cheeses at the Park Hyatt Hotel. They've got an amazing cheese program. We've been down there for a cheese tasting that was kicker.
Thank you.
And I guess we're going to be talking about an all-American cheese display that you've got going on, and you got a lot of cheeses in front of us. So
yes,
hi.
Hi, thanks for having me today. We're having a lot of fun with the election at the Park Hyatt, playing with the idea of red versus blue, looking at cheeses. Red wash rind cheeses lend themselves to the red, and then you've got blue cheese. So we thought, why not have our own mock election? And
well, I have to be honest. I mean, I think most people would get blue cheeses because
right.
blue is pretty, you know, dominant. I mean, people
right.
see
and,
it.
And it's termed as a blue cheese.
As a blue cheese. But
yes.
red cheese is a new term. I mean, I've seen Cowgirl Creamery's Red Hawk.
Red Hawk. There's
one.
Hudson Red. A lot of these washed rind cheeses do find themselves with a name that's got red in it.
Okay,
so
but there's no, but they're
you
not
have to
red,
lean into it.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
a little liberal okay. interpretation okay. here, please.
Well, we're liberals, so we're with you.
Likewise.
But
I thought we weren't going to get political, Obama. We're,
drink.
Well, another prompting for going political with the cheese is, you know, just looking at some of the cheesemakers. You talk about liberal. Well,
right.
Lazy Lady Farm has a cheese out called Barack Obama.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that kind of sealed the deal.
Uh-huh.
And that is on our board here. It's a cow's milk cheese from a Lazy Lady Farm in Vermont. And the Oops. Cheese is made in this square shape, and just it's known as a brick stone. Mm-hmm.
Well,
in
walk
the
us
style.
Through the cheeses. So, we've got several here, so why don't you walk us
sure,
through them?
Sure, sure. On the board, I began with the Red Party. So you've got Lincoln Log, a fresh goat's milk cheese in the style of the French Boucheron. That's from Zingerman's, and that's. Lincoln was our first Republican president. That was how we came about having
don't
the Lincoln
you think
log.
Don't you think
he'd
be a Democrat these days?
Yeah,
you know,
be a Democrat. Right. Everybody
that,
agrees.
That could very well be.
Or a vampire slayer, one or the other.
That was a great movie, by the way. If you haven't seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, please continue.
And well, okay. So we needed to find some cheeses for the Red Party. So we've got Lincoln Log. Taking our cue from Lincoln being the first Republican. And then Red Hawk, triple cream cow's milk cheese from Cowgirl Creamery.
Mm-hmm.
And that for namesake and the wash rind.
And it's a delicious cheese.
And it's a delicious cheese, yeah. The Republicans are lucky. We've
Should
been
we
keeping
be trying
tally.
Some of these?
I'm tasting them right now.
Okay, well, I'll be.
Please dig right on in.
Oh, I'm going to.
What is this one?
In fact, your flatbread is from Baguette Republic.
I love
was
that.
Marveling at the sense of community in here. With our
Yummy.
Bakers, cheesemakers, you know,
farmland fees,
farm.
Right?
Yeah,
we got
absolutely.
Five farms, I know.
Yeah, all in the family.
It's just a typical Sunday on Foodie and the Beast.
Love it. So,
what is this one?
That is our big cheese. So,
it's
the
delicious.
Idea is we've got this big wheel of Cabot's cloth bound cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
And on election day, whoever's ahead, we're keeping tally between the red and the blue votes. So we'll name this big cheese to either be red or blue. So we chose the Cabot cloth-bound cheddar because it's the essence of collaboration here. You've got
you.
The big, you know, recognizable company of Cabot working with independent farmers, Jasper Hill Farm. They're really progressive, so they're working together to make a beautiful thing.
All right.
Wait, let her finish. She's not done. She's going through the board.
Are you still going?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got the Blue Party, which is represented with the Barack
this
Obama.
Is a blue?
Yes, Lazy Lady Farm, just by name.
Okay, but not by luck. Okay.
Because it's our president's namesake.
Uh-huh.
So. And then finally, the used blue sheep's milk cheese from Old Chatham Sheep Herding Company.
The Barack Obama one is really good.
Yeah, there's a real farminess to it, that barnyard note that gets thrown around.
I love that.
High salt right at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a fun cheese.
So tell us a little bit about the cheese program and how did you get involved with cheeses?
Well, there is such craft behind cheeses. You know, I have a culinary background, but, you know, the more I was working with cheese boards and learning about cheese, I was working for Cowgirl Creamery and learned a lot about cheese.
Do you make cheeses? And, I mean, do you make?
We only have offered fresh cheeses in the restaurant since we don't have an aging facility, but we definitely do beautiful fresh ricottas. using Pipe Dreams fresh goat's milk from Newcastle, Pennsylvania. So yeah, we'll play around with it. The lounge lends itself so well for just featuring the cheeses and charcuterie.
It's such a pretty area.
Yeah, it's a great night. Just have yourself a cheese plate, nice cocktail.
Enjoy. All right, so are you able to talk about the election results yet? Are you able to say who's in the lead?
I can definitely tell you blue has pulled ahead. They've really been neck and neck.
It's really hard. I have to be honest. Yes. I don't love blue cheeses. I mean, I love cheese, but blue cheese just does not.
But when you buy a blue cheese, you're voting for Barack Obama.
I know
which
that,
is
but
what
I'm
we're talking about.
I don't want to eat it. I'm sorry. Just don't. But. Well, but I think it's a fun little promo.
Exactly. And it kind of makes light of that heated blue versus red. And
well, I looked around.
It allows a blue person to dig into some red hawk and say, yum, this red cheese is really good.
Well, you know, I looked around and the only, you guys are the only people I can find that people are doing it with cocktails and people are doing it with, you know, there was hot dogs and all kinds of stuff, but you're the only cheese voters. Let me ask you, we got time for one more fast question.
Sure, please.
I love cheese. Yes. I think half my body is cheese.
You and me both.
And my wife would agree. What about, I mean, for people that don't know about cheeses, do you find people who won't try, like this one, this goat cheese, what is it again?
That's the Red Hawk.
That's the Lincoln Log.
All right.
Is
which
the
is delicious, but yes. It's stinky.
Right.
Do you have an issue
it
with
has a goaty
who...
note. Try this here Cabot cloth-bound cheddar. No, that's going to be the middle ground.
I don't have
that's
a problem
be...
with stinky.
No, I think he's saying, how do you introduce people to cheeses? How do you get
with
them
the
to...
accoutrements.
The
sweetness,
oh, yeah, so tell us what you did.
There's two accoutrements on our board here. We've got a Pinot Noir jelly and then a vanilla bean Vidalia onion compote, which is... adding sweetness is a great way to balance out the funky notes that are what make cheeses so special. And it is a great way to introduce people to push their boundaries and cheese.
I have a quick question, and I know we have
zone.
To wrap it up with
yes.
you. Just, I'm curious, the accoutrements, are that,
yes.
is that something that is American to help us ease our way into eating cheese? Or do we find this
I
in France?
I think Americans use them more heavily.
Okay, I was just curious, because I don't feel like when you're in Europe...
Yeah, it's
you
more
don't
bare
see
bones.
It. Right, yeah. It's just
I
the cheese.
I have to stop
okay,
you,
just
ladies.
I know. We can get on it later.
So go see Lisa Biding at the Park Hyatt. And
we'd love to have you.
Vote with your palate.
You've got a few more days to cast
vote
your vote.
With your palate.
And go in and say, I'd like to meet your big cheese. And
yes.
she's there.
Okay.
You know how many times I've used that one? That's great. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. All right,
we're going to jump to Thanksgiving. And Jim Foss.
Because it's coming, whether you like it or not.
Jim Foss, who is a return guest, is the chef de cuisine and director of operations, although I don't know how you have a chance to do both there, at Hill Country Barbecue down on 7th Street in D.C., and he's an old friend and a return guest, and he brought a lot of food, which makes me love him more.
So, that's right. We love you guys.
So.
Oh, but wait. Where do you want to start? You want to start with Thanksgiving? With
well,
him?
I want to talk about election night. And you got a lot going on. So, you know, this is like
you need to get closer to
like the 10-minute commercial here. But let's talk about election night. What do you got going on there?
Well, election night, we're going to do Jello shots. So we're going
yes,
to be
how
doing
appropriate.
One,
yes.
We're going
yes,
to be
we
doing
are.
Blue and red Jello shots. If you wear an I voted button or sticker, we're going to give you the first one for free.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they're $1 each. And they're fantastic.
After that, you won't remember. Won't
right. So what's in these blue and red shots? Should we be concerned?
Well, it's going to be a blueberry flavored with blueberry vodka. And the red is going to be raspberry Jello with raspberry vodka.
Fun. That's
so
fun. That's
it's very fun.
And what are you guys doing food-wise that night? Is it just your classic Hill Country barbecue?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Texas Post Oak Smoked All-American Barbecue.
All right.
World's greatest wet brisket ever.
You know he's a big fan. And he loves the karaoke. So, all right, we have to take a quick break.
Why do you say that?
Okay. We do have to really take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about Thanksgiving, why you guys do it, what you'll be serving. We'll hit the whole thing. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We're talking turkey in just a sec.
As winter approaches, relaxing on a patio becomes but a memory. Or does it? Not at Penn Quarter's Postmodern Brasserie. They are transforming their upper courtyard into a cozy, winter-warm outdoor lounge. I'm talking couches, ambient lighting, heat lamps, and cozy warming blankets. You'll enjoy tasty treats, of course, from Chef Dennis Marin. Think sweet hot fondues and warm winter cocktails. Lots of libations to keep you nice and warm throughout the winter. Enjoy the Post Patio Tuesdays through Saturdays this winter from 4 p.m. to close, and enjoy the outdoors all winter long.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's going on?
June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
BYOD. The employee owns the devices, they bring them into work, and then they hook up to the local network. And so this whole movement toward portable devices is actually transforming all of IT. And there are a lot of opportunities there. All the security related to BYOD, bring your own device, a lot of security issues, security policy relating there. Application development for all of these items, it's a very, very big area.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1500 AM.
I'm Beyonce with an important message about hunger in America. Did you know 1 in 8 people struggle with hunger? Over 12 million children live in homes where there isn't always enough food. Food banks are experiencing more demand than ever. Show Your Helping Hand is a nationwide campaign with the goal of helping Feeding America deliver millions of meals to local food banks. Please join me in showing a helping hand to fight hunger. More information is available at showyourhelpinghand.com.
Nice going, Andy. All right, we're back on Foodie of the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. Jim Foss is in from Hill Country Barbecue, where on Wednesday nights they have live karaoke. And I'll be there again. Thank you.
So, Jim, how did you guys get into doing Thanksgiving? I mean, I just don't think about barbecue and Thanksgiving going hand in hand.
Well, usually Hill Country's always been closed for Thanksgiving at our other Hill Country in New York and down here, with the exception of doing pickup orders. So kind of all the managers would get together, you know, we would do turkeys for the community, and sell packages for 5 to 8
You would smell
people.
Packages?
Well, I would smell them, absolutely, because they're delicious.
It smells really good. It does smell good, I have to say.
And then
there's
another
show there somewhere, I think.
We do another one for, 9 to 12 people, which is a little bit bigger, and this being our second year here in D.C., we had a really good turnout last year, and so far this year's, we're looking at doubling our pickup orders.
So when people order from you, are they just ordering are they getting all this? Is this what they're ordering?
This is just a small sampling of what you can.
Well, let's tell everybody what this is, since I have this in front of me. Tell me what we have.
What we brought here today is our buttermilk brined and Texas post oak smoked turkey.
Okay, I'm going to have a little
with pan gravy.
So it looks really good.
Our white shoe peg corn pudding, which is over there to your left.
What does shoe peg mean?
Shoe peg is a kind of corn. It's a style of corn.
Who knew that?
In there.
Duh.
I should get a food show.
Then we have our bourbon mashed sweet potatoes.
Excuse me one second. Can you slow down? My God.
You're like a
machine over there.
Well, you're the running all the questions, so I'm just trying to...
Sorry.
What do you think? I'm sitting far away with my hands close to my side.
It's like you're going
to
get hurt. Be careful. Thank God.
And, of course, our cranberry sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, just a small amount of what we brought today. You know, in our packages, you can get either a 9 to 11 pound turkey or a 14 to 16 pound turkey.
What's the flavoring on the turkey? The turkey is really good. It's got a nice spice to it. What is it?
It's our secret dry rub.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, which is...
And then are you grilling it? How are you cooking it?
It's very complicated. It's kosher salt, black pepper, and cayenne.
No, there's more to it than that. I don't believe you.
It's the brine.
It's the brine.
And the smoke.
Okay. So do you brine it and then dry it? How do you cook it?
Well, we brine it for a couple days.
Okay.
In the buttermilk brine.
Mm-hmm.
Then we pat it off. We hit it with our spice rub.
Okay.
And, depending on the size, it goes anywhere from 3 to 4 hours.
Okay. It's delicious.
It's really good.
So now
you interrupted him now. Okay. What's all the other stuff that you
and
can
when
get?
People come to the restaurant, and we have our turkey on the menu all the time, I always tell people it'll be in the top three you've ever eaten.
It's really delicious.
And we've booked a lot of business that way.
Is it smoked? It is smoked.
All Everything
right.
is smoked.
Everything
is
right. Hill Country Barbecue. What am I thinking?
What else can you get?
Oh, gosh. You can get sweet potato bourbon mashed, buttermilk smashed potatoes, green bean casserole with turkey onions, Texas toast stuffing, which has some country sausage in it. It's fantastic. White choupeg corn pudding, cranberry sauce, longhorn cheddar mac and cheese, bourbon pecan pie, which
I'm
I brought one
in the
today,
mood for
pumpkin ginger streusel pie, or an apple caramel pie.
All right, so here's the other thing that made my eyes light up. If you have Thanksgiving dinner there, it's all you can eat, right?
Sure is.
Holy mackerel.
So what does it cost to have Thanksgiving there?
An unbelievable $35 a
person. Per person?
Per person.
That's very reasonable.
And you could eat as much as you want.
I am really right now.
And really run the games on TV and the whole thing?
Yeah. Yep. We're going to show the Redskin-Dallas game that day. And then later at night, the UT game.
Oh, very
cool. Starts
at 7:30. That's a fun way to spend the day. It
Absolutely.
Sounds really, really
awesome. It's a really fun, family-oriented environment that really has some really, really killer, unpretentious, good food.
All right, James, tell everybody how to find you guys online to order. I want to make sure we do that.
Okay, go ahead.
I want people to know how to find
you. Well, you can
online
visit our website at hillcountrywdc.com. You can make reservations on opentable.com and or you can call 202-556-2050 and also visit us at City Eats also.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. For people who want to do pickup, how far in advance do they need to make that happen?
Well, we're starting to take orders now, obviously. Okay. So it would be the Tuesday prior to...
The 16th? Mel Gold is back there. She's peppering. Yay, Mel Gold.
You can speak up, Mel.
Yeah, okay. So orders must be placed by the 16th?
Correct.
And pickup is only that day?
No, we're doing two orders or two pickups. You can do Wednesday evening from 5 until 7. And then from... 8 until noon on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving. Okay.
And then we open for our all-you-can-eat from 12 until 8 p.m.
Oh, fantastic.
You could start eating at 12 and finish
now,
eating at 8.
Now, for people who haven't been to Hill Country, and I don't know why they haven't, but let's just say they haven't, what else can they find there other than Thanksgiving?
Some of the best smoked brisket outside of Texas. We offer both the lean and the moist brisket, which, you know, I always tell people that's what pays the bills. Do a lot of that. Our post oak smoked prime rib, our market chicken, we have beef shoulder, pork chops, pork spare ribs, beef short ribs.
I have had one of everything there.
It's really great.
And it's all good.
All right. Well, so just give people the website one more time.
It's www.hillcountrywdc.com.
Excellent.
And
all right.
If you like karaoke, you can go down there on Wednesday nights and sing with a live band, which I think is the...
A live band?
Cat's Butt. Oh,
you
love it.
Is it a live band? Do I remember that right?
Yeah.
Oh, you were
there.
Were
you sober?
I think we've thrown your husband out a few times.
Yeah. No, they're serious. That karaoke is serious. Those are good karaoke people.
Yes, he intimidated the rest of the crowd with his vocals.
No, those karaoke people are really good.
All right, so we got to move on. Patrick, we got about a minute here to talk about this last...
All right. We can talk.
This thing is nuts.
You like that one in front of you?
Yeah, this is delicious.
Does that get you ready for Thanksgiving, right?
Right. Everything in here is going to be ready for Thanksgiving.
We're putting together the last one now, but... For the election night cocktails, we have Nevada coming up with a little bit of mezcal. Mezcal, watermelon, a little bit of mint as well.
Okay, great.
And we take the watermelon, we sous vide it. So we vacuum seal it with a little bit of lime and lemon. Kind of infuses that watermelon, and then we bring it back out.
So that's not a pain in the neck to do at all. That's a really easy,
if it's
going to
be good,
drink.
You got to put in the time for it, right?
All right. Well, tell people one more time what you got going on at Art and Soul for election night, which is Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, election night, Art and Soul is going to be 4 to decision. We're going to be running drink specials all night. With the I voted sticker, you come in, you get one drink free for your friend.
Mm-hmm.
When we announce an election or a swing state, for 15 minutes, that drink will be 50% off.
Oh, okay.
We have televisions everywhere. We got some news cameras coming in and live radio taking place. So it's going to be a big night there.
What live radio?
We're it, man.
BBC.
BBC. Okay.
Oh, the Brits are coming. You brought in the Brits. That's
we did,
just great,
yeah.
Patrick.
Yeah, we did.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. Everybody go up to Art and Soul and drink
and
vote.
And don't forget
and
to vote.
That. That's right.
All right.
So you want to talk about the 11th?
Well, you can start it.
Well, all right. Next Sunday, the 11th, We've got a really great event coming up. We're going to be live at the New Union Market. If mm-hmm. you haven't been there, it is awesome. It really is. It sort of takes you back to Italy or someplace. It's an enclosed market with little stalls, and it's